Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. And today is going to be a special show because I have guest Ted Winslow with us, and he is a creator of Sound Sync Tech, and also he is a sound healer. Now, I'm going to have to admit to all of you that I don't know a lot about the topic, and this is what makes it so special. I am going to be learning right alongside of you. I remember attending a seminar maybe a year ago, and there was a sound healer that was speaking. I don't even remember his name, but I remember being fascinated by the topic of listening, all just listening and having your internal cells in your body and your mind and your energy just reacting to sound. It's a fascinating topic, and I want to give a brief introduction with, oops, hold on a second, a little bit of a technical difficulties right off the bat, of course. Hold on a second. I'm just going to bring Ted right on because I'm fumbling right now. But what I really wanted to do is to give you one example of one of his songs. And, of course, it's coming. He's coming on. He's coming on. The mute is happening. Unmute, I should say. Hold on just a second. It's raining here in California, and maybe that's, Ted is still, can't seem to bring him on yet. Hold on a second, audience. In the meantime, Ted, you'll be on in a minute. It's going around and around and around. Of course. We are going to, Ted, can you give me a call back, please? Just call back on the same line. For some reason, I'm not able to connect you. So let me just hang up, and then you can just call right back in, and I'll put you right back on live. Lord have mercy. Downloads. Consciousness. Play. Ted, you are live,
yes,
on Reality Spirituality. Already
oh,
with all
energy
this energy going on.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. It's such a pleasure being here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're on. And just briefly, before you came back, and thank you so much for understanding these technical, I don't know why it just wouldn't connect, but that's the last moment. But this clearing, balancing music, it is, when you close your eyes, and I listen to all of your songs, I have to say, and not at the same time, but I felt, I could feel in each song just a calming, definitely a calming force. It's really hard to put into words when the universe touches you, when the universe touches your soul, when I feel a connection just by listening to your music. So please explain or help me understand just what is sound healing.
Sound healing for me is a way to be able to find a peaceful place that's going to be inside of you that leads you back to a place of faith, of peace, and of oneness and consciousness. It's, you experience the healing energies of the music is my greatest intention. And when you think about vibration as energy, and that you can change, we can change our vibration and raise our frequency.
Let me, exactly, this is one of the things that I always talk about, and please explain our personal vibration, because there are people out there that are not realizing that we all are energy and we all are vibrating at all the time. We're energy, and with that we have frequency. So can you please explain personal energy, personal vibration, I mean?
Sure. You know, first thing we do when we wake up in the morning and we have a bad day, for example, it can turn out to be a comedy of errors. And that as soon as you wake up and you're like, you're falling down, you're just not getting your eyes open, you can become stuck in that lower vibration. You know, you walk into the office space and you remember that you didn't have a project that was supposed to be completed, and now the boss is coming down on you. It's got another lower vibration that just starts to stack onto it. The media blitzes us sometimes during the day with negative ad campaigns, with the news that's kind of going on. And so we get stuck sometimes into that bad energy. So with the sound healing, with the vibration, you can put this on and you can see a change in a matter of just listening to one song. It can uplift your spirits. It can help you connect with your higher being, with your angels, create spiritual awareness. It can expand your consciousness. It can work through addictions, and it allows us to create, you know, infinite possibilities.
Mm. One of the things that I love that, and one of the things that I like to say too is this personal vibration, or how we're vibrating, whatever you're vibrating, you are going to be attracting the same thing. So it is a choice. We have that ability to shift. We have that ability to change our personal vibration in an instant. And it seems that from listening to your music, all you have to do is listen to a song and really just relax and start breathing, and you can instantly open up a higher level of understanding and of internal peace. When you travel through this world, when you travel through your day, it's really about this, what's going on inside of you. And your music touches that inside, that most important, the only, in my opinion, the only part that's real.
Oh, yeah. You know, scientifically, our bodies are made up of, 60 to 70% of us are water. And so water is the greatest carrier of vibration. And you could see how easily our bodies can be affected just instantaneously by something bad. And
yes,
then to bring it back to our natural state, our God-intended state, that's where I led on to solfeggio and my sound sync tech and bringing in theta as well, so that we can get out of the physical 3D reality of this muck that we tend to get stuck in,
mm-hmm,
and elevate to a higher self. So it's entrainment.
Now, how the heck did you get involved with the sound healing? How did it how, I mean, where did all of this begin? As a teenager, younger than that, I know you're a musician and an artist and a creator. So were you always led to this point where to where you are now?
You know, when I was going through college and was taking a bunch of music classes, I had come across sound healing way back in the 80s and the 90s. And at that time, I was a studio musician and playing. I was a bass player for a rock band. We were touring and recording some stuff. And I was bringing up to the guys that in the band that I could see, you know, there's a little bit more to this music and these frequencies than what we're doing with, you know, running around with our ripped up jeans and long hair. Mm-hmm. And they all looked at me all funny as they're drinking their beer in the bar, like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of snuffed out on that, and kind of bounced back and forth looking with it, and I took a spiritual journey. I rode my motorcycle from Colorado up to Alaska and back on a solo ride, and I just started having all these epiphanies and visions and stuff, and that's when it started coming in, and I was at a trade show with our publishing company, and there was a guy walking around playing a crystal bowl. And I'd never really heard a crystal bowl or understood what a crystal bowl was.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the vibration. I loved the frequency of it. And then the theory, my music theory mind started wrapping around, oh, what if I did this? And what if I did this? And what if I did this? And I started playing with the crystal bowl. And then I got into tunings that I got so bored with 440 and I couldn't figure it out. And spirit started giving me these different tunings. Some of which most of the listeners will be familiar with, would be like 528 and 432. And as I started experiencing with these tunings, I could tell I was feeling something completely different with that.
You know, you've said a lot of really important things that I want to just go back to. trying to explain to, I call them civilians, civilians, just when the energy hits you, I say the universe or spirit or God, whatever term you want to use, source, doesn't really matter the term, but really trying to explain to civilians, it's one of the, for me, it was very frustrating because I spent a lot of time trying to explain, and I want to make this point for one reason. It's really important to know what language that you're speaking to people. In other words, sometimes people don't speak the same language. That's what I really want to say. And whatever you're feeling, know that you will be connected to somebody that has like feelings or like information or like a like journey. So never feel alone. That's what I wanted to say. That's number one. Number two is, I remember listening to the bowls too. I remember now you're reminding me of a second time that I've been with this soul, with this sound healing, and those bowls are very powerful. They get all into your body in vibration. Can you explain to my audience? You said something about you already said that we're water, and that makes a lot of sense. But how does just listening affect your mental thoughts?
The best thing that you can do with music is you can create and manifest your own intentions and that you want. And it's going to be able to help you expand your consciousness as you drift through music. And if you think of music in terms of sacred geometry, and it could also, because it's numbers, each frequency is a certain pitch and a certain frequency that's going to be a number. So that can be sacred numerology, which I don't know that much about numerology, but when I have these discussions, those who are familiar with it are like, that's part of sacred numerology.
Mm.
We know sacred geometry. So as you're listening to the music, you can wash away and leave the day behind you, or you can start your morning out with the frequency of the music and set an intention. I'm going to set a goal for today that I'm going to get this amount of projects accomplished. I'm going to produce this amount of of product or do this for the kids for today. And so you can really change your frequency with that way. The thing that we get caught up with is that most people, I'm going to talk a little bit about 440 tuning, if that's
please.
Okay, so that can kind
mm-hmm.
of give, because as I talk about sound healing, a lot of us that play instruments or have gone through music classes understand that 440 is, and it's 440 hertz, is the standard tuning for concert pitch and orchestras that we'll tune and calibrate our strings to, our horns to, so that we can play a piece and it's considered a universal piece. And so it's a calibration for acoustic instruments is what it is.
Mm.
And it's an extremely dissonant pitch. When I was playing as a studio musician, we would walk in with our tuners, and the first thing we would do is tune up our instruments and start warming up at this in a 440 hertz pitch. And playing in bands and stuff, it's like I could never get to sleep after playing this music and being amped up. And I couldn't figure out for years. And, of course, then that's when the sound healing starts to come in, that I play it, I feel like I can go home and just go to sleep. My wife can tell, and I'm in the studio all day long, so I'm real lucky that this is what I get to do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes you out of a dissonance. It brings us body, our body back to connecting with the higher beings. It's where we're supposed to be. They brought 440 tuning. It really took its hold. It started in 1910 when the Rockefeller Foundation, they basically issued a grant to the American Federation of Musicians. And then Joseph Goebbels, he was a German politician and a Reich Minister of Propaganda. In 1933, 1945, he's been rumored to implement this 440 pitch, stating that it was of extraordinary importance. And so then in 1939, giving you a little history here, the British Standards Institute, these are supposed to be the greatest ears that for music that we have in society. And they go ahead and follow this for making A above middle C 440 pitch, 1939, which is again promoted by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Nazi government. And it's just a very dissonant frequency. So you think
When you say dissonant, you mean a dense, a heaviness?
Yeah, it creates, it's not harmonically balanced, so to speak.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you have two tones that are playing with each other, one of them's going to be just a little bit off and not as harmonious as that other tone to flow with it. And so it creates a little dissonance that kind of, you know, you hear something like, for some people they could say it's, I don't want to categorize genres of music, but the hardcore music where they're putting all the distortion onto it, there's dissonance right there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're using it. They're using it in an unhealthy way. So
I'm following you. Not knowing anything, I'm following you because I actually took a piano for 9 years in violin. So I'm following you. Keep going. I love it. Keep going.
Okay. Right. So if piano, if you play, of your chord, you'll play what's going to be like a C, E, and a G, and that forms the 1, 3, and a 5 of a chord.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit out of tune, which would be like if you played the Jaws theme, which is basically the next note up above your C, which would be a C sharp, and you keep playing those together, your ears are kind of like, that doesn't exactly sound too good to me. Now, that's a little bit of a drastic explanation because it's somewhat being subliminally played to us through a 440 tuning. And what I did is that I went and recorded that same CEG chord in 528 or 432, and those are just the simple frequencies. I do many, many, many frequencies, and played it with a chord in 440 and played them for different people, and they were like, I like that chord. And each time it was the different tune. 528 is considered the frequency of love. 528 is... They've been able to, Russian scientists, a group of Russian scientists have been able to show that it helps aid the DNA back into repairing itself.
Ooh.
So if you think about it, music bioenergetically affects your body, your chemistry, your psycho-neuro-immunology and health, and your body is now vibrating musically and audibly at these subliminally 440 frequencies to that frequency with harmony, which is aggression and it's somewhat in dissonance. And vibrations and frequency impacts our life. You know, again, with our water as our main life source, 60% is of our body's water, and then brain and heart is probably about 73%. And so this energy is going to be transferred through the vibration of water in our bodies. And so these frequencies entrain our bodies. It can lead to a series of promoting stuff such as physical and mental disease, distrust, suppressing spirituality, intuition, creativity, negativity, affecting our body with the chemistry and our immune systems. So when I was playing in those bands, I couldn't sleep sometimes at night because I was surrounded by everything in 440 hertz. And to be honest, there was a little bit of self-medicating abuse going on with that too.
You know, that is, I'm actually up here fascinated. If you could see me, my mouth is hanging open only because I never even thought. I mean, when you said the 528 frequency, the frequency of love, I got chills all over my body. I always get chills when I hear the truth or feel the truth, and it just chilled me up here. Then, I'm a layperson, I'm a civilian with this. But I listened to a lot of the latest songs because those songs quote unquote energize me as far as dancing. I don't want to admit this on the air, but I am because it's real. I listen to rap. I do. And it's for a time just to, you know, let go, release, talk and all of that. What is your take on that?
That's exactly what it is. And most of that stuff is going to enliven you. So dance music is typically recorded at about 128 beats per second, mm-hmm. per minute. And so that you hear something come in at 128, and all of a sudden you want to get out of your chair and mm-hmm. start moving your hips and start dancing. And it wakens you up into that aspect, you know. So I'm not saying that that's bad. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. The problem that I had with is when it comes around, like, well, in my case, we'd be playing shows sometimes till 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. and I couldn't go down.
Right.
And it was like, okay, now how do I get out of that and come back to be into a more relaxed state and get my body to the relaxed state that we're supposed to be in? Society creates a way for us that we're constantly moving. Most of us are working sometimes two jobs to keep up with the cost of living that's been, you know, with the higher rates of groceries and all of that. And so we're constantly running and running and running and running, but there's a time that just wears our body down and it creates sickness and illness. And it's good to get back to it takes our chakras out of balance.
Mhm. You're talking about the benefit, because I totally understand what you're saying. You need something to come back to balance your body, your mind and your spirit to come back to balance it after it's out of balance.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm the same way too. I'll go into the gym and I'll work out, and though I will sometimes listen to sound healing because I like experimenting with what I can do with it, there's some times I want a little bit more aggressive music that's going to get the blood flowing a little bit harder and so that I can get just a little bit more on whatever weight or further on whatever cardio equipment.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So it's really about having a preference. It's basically just being more aware of what each type of music brings you, how each type of music affects you, and then always, because I'm always thinking about coming back to balance. So with your music, you're just coming back. You're coming back to your wholeness and your centeredness and your peacefulness and your contentment.
Yes, exactly. You know, we put a disclaimer on our albums. It's like, let me see if I can find it here. Basically, don't be operating heavy equipment. You know, don't go driving a car, because some people can get their body will become entrained with the theta frequencies, and they can just start to drift off.
Just zen out, huh? Just go off into a world. Yeah, I get it. Wow, just a total state of relaxation. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
You know, another thing too that I want to bring up is that most people are familiar with Dr. Masaru Emoto. He's a best-selling mm-hmm. author, and so he's been able to show effects of frequencies, like with a plant. And he calls it, I believe he calls it microcluster crystallography. And he shows the power of prayer in angry words. So he'll have like a plant and sit there and yell at it, at angry words and everything. And he's a best-selling author, so this is out there. You just Google Dr. Emoto. And the plants would start to fade away and start to become sick and die off. And then he would go ahead and do the power of prayer with it, and then they would start to flourish and show abundance and start to come back.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was saying it's like the crystal, the crystal when you, not the crystal, but the water when you're angry at the water, and it actually crystallizes in different shapes depending on what you are surrounding it with. Same kind of.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We were talking another thing about the rock music and the stuff that uplifts us. There is a lady, an individual that is here in Colorado, and I can't remember her name. I'll have to find it somewhere in my notes. Mm-hmm. But she did a study with plants, and I think that's kind of, you're talking the crystallizing of water. I think I got those confused. I apologize. She had plants where she was saying that, and it was the plants that started to get sick. And then she played healing music in the background, and then the plants started becoming more abundant and flourishing.
Now, the thing, you're preaching to the choir here. The thing is, for my listeners, especially new listeners to the sound healing or new, is one of the keys in this life for me is to be open. Be open to these, in other words, be open to new ideas, be open to new technology, be open to all of it, because everyone, I say we're as different as our fingerprints, and everyone, there's going to be a fit for everything. But as long as you're open and you're willing to listen and you're willing to experiment with all types, I mean, I call myself a happiness specialist, and the reason is it's not just to be happy. It's really a contentment. It's a feeling. You're talking about, Ted, is a feeling that you get. An internal feeling of peace and contentment, regardless of what's going on the outside. And so who doesn't want to feel good? Who doesn't want to feel relaxed? Who doesn't want to feel at peace with their life and with the world? Who?
Exactly. You know, the benefit, they're showing every day more and more and more benefits, that it's reduced anxiety, heart respiratory rates. It's showing reduced cardiac complications, lower blood pressure, reduced blood pressure and heart rates. It's increasing our immune cell messengers. It's a drop in stress hormones during medical testing, if you have to go in for medical tests or something. It's reduced blood pressure, heart rate, noise sensitivity for those heart surgery patients. And above all, it's just a boost in natural opiates.
Right, right. Now, tell me, if since I'm new, what do you advise, what do you suggest to begin? And speaking of my day, so I start my day off listening to this music, or in the middle of the day, throughout the day, at the end of the day, what do you suggest?
You know, your body's going to absorb those frequencies. It's going to have a thirst for it, and it's going to pretty much be able to let you know when it wants to do it. That being said, the best place that I, when I started out with it, because I did like to have more energy during the day, is that I would start it at night, just before I started going to sleep. So my day would be completed. I would no longer watch TV. I would probably read my book, and in the background start off with some sound healing music. Then I would just go ahead and listen to it when I sleep. My kids had a hard time falling asleep. You know, kids, they're wired and they just want to play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter what time it is. And they got to this point where they started listening to my album every night that they were going to sleep. And now they don't really need it anymore because their body's actually already entrained with it. And probably they get a good dose of it around the house as I'm playing new songs. But so for them, they listen to it every night, and now they can go to sleep at about any time, understanding what their next day is going to be like. So to expand on that a little bit, you can listen to it at work. You can listen to it to relax pets and children. You can listen to it writing your book. We have authors who have responded back to us with this. You can do it during your massage if you go in and have a monthly massage or something like that, one of the fortunate ones. Take it into your masseuse and have them play that in the background. Energy workers, if you do energy work, you can play it. I have clients that do it for their energy work sessions with their patients. You can do it while you sleep. You can do it for meditation and prayer time. My wife is now to the point that when she does her morning, she loves to meditate in the morning, and she'll put it on, and she goes right immediately into the theta state just as soon as the music starts playing for her. So it's taken her a while to develop to that, but you can see it instantly. And I've got videos to show these effects on tedwinslow.com where I've used biophotonic imaging so that people can see the effects as they happen to people. It's one thing to get on radio shows and talk about how great this is, but it's another that people want to see it with their eyes. So I've got a page up there that's got all sorts of videos that I put together that can show the scientific studies that I've done to show with 440 music and how this can put you in. You can listen to it making dinner or gardening, and you can use it to clear your home, your office, of these negative energies. We had one client had some house guests that wouldn't leave for a long period of time. And she was talking to us on what to do, and I said, well, play her this album. And so she played it, and they had a small child who was extremely hyperactive, and the child was calmed down and bearable, and eventually it just became a much more acceptable situation in the environment that they were in.
That's really fascinating. A couple of things. Now, please share with my audience. We have a few people in the queue, but as usual, hold on just a second, of course. Just got out of it for a second here. Let me get back in. A few people in the queue, but sometimes people are shy and they don't really want to speak on air, but we have a few people listening. So you're going to offer people that are listening that contact you one of your albums or some of your songs. Can you please explain that really quickly? Because we're at the half point of the show, so I would love for you to give your offer to my guests, audience.
Sure. I'll tell you what, if you go to tedwinslow.com, that's my website, and I've got the list of albums up there, and I'm more than happy to give you guys a taste of this so that you can experience it for yourself. And so we're going to be giving away Angelic Sound Healing, and there's a coupon code that you can put in on there, and it's just called Radio. So just go on to there, get the Angelic Sound Healing album, and you can put in the coupon code Radio, and be sure to let me know. I want to hear your feedback on all this. I'm always open to feedback. You can feel free to email me, or I'm on Twitter, Ted Winslow. You can communicate with me in any possible way that you want to.
Perfect. Now we have some people that are willing to ask questions. Hold on a second. Okay. Area code 830. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? And welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Are you there?
Yes. What is your first name? Okay. Well, they just hung up. Excuse me. I love when that happens. We have another caller, area code 780. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Is this Jay?
Yes, it is. Hey, Rebecca. How's it going?
Hi, Jay. Welcome to the show.
This is a great show because it's in regards to the sound, because I do sound healing too through drumming. And it was great to talk to you, Ted, actually. So this is a really interesting topic. So regarding the question, it's kind of a conspiracy question. I just wondered why was
No, I'm laughing. Like you said conspiracy question. I like keep. You know, I love that. Keep going.
Okay, so my question is that I think this frequency 528 was created a long time ago, and maybe the powers that be decided to create the 440 to keep us in chaos. I just wonder what your thoughts about that is.
Yeah, I totally think that. That's why, you know, where I was referencing Joseph Goebbels with the Nazi regime, it's traced back to him saying, you know, he's quoted saying it's of extraordinary importance that we use this frequency. And, I mean, look at what those guys did. And it's mind-boggling how the British Standard Institute went and followed that, and then they were at war with Germany shortly thereafter. And it does go way back on a lot of areas on that. If you think about our frequencies that we started getting, really started studying, Bach and Haydn. Bach was in the Baroque period of the 1600s, you know, 16 to 1750, and that's where the orchestra was born. And everybody knows Bach. He had his own tunings. He had, like, the well-tempered clavier. And then Handel and Vivaldi were sitting there playing with him as well. Beethoven comes along, and then Mozart and Haydn, some other ones. So, yeah, I do kind of agree with that. After playing 440 for so many years and then playing with these other frequencies, I had so many different things happen to me with the frequency that my body, I had in a prior career, I had a disability where I had a hard time even getting out of bed in the morning. And now I'm fortunate enough that I can at least run a mile every day. So I feel great 20 years after the fact of what happened.
Because I was actually, I heard that actually John Lennon actually produced this song Imagine in 528, but they converted it down to 440. Is that correct or true, or have you heard about that?
I've definitely heard about that. I think the song, they might have been able to convert it back to 440 because with the technology that we can do that, yeah. But the intention of that song at the 528, everybody loves that song. So I still think that frequency can still, okay, let me back up here. You can have one frequency, like if you have a series of clocks that are ticking, and they might be all off, but there's going to be one clock that's going to be a stronger frequency on that eventually they all get entrained and start to go into the swing with each other. And I'll bet that 528 cuts right through the 440.
Mm. Oh, for sure. Because I was wondering about also, there's a song by U2, Iris, and that was done in 528, actually.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a great song. You can tell the difference right away, actually. You can feel the difference right away, too.
I'm going to have to go check that out, and thank you so much for telling me that. That's new to me, so I can't wait to go hear that.
Yeah, I find that this is really fascinating because I found that when I was actually doing drumming from experience, that they would actually, people would come to me and cry, and I couldn't figure out why, and it was just that heart connection that's with that drumming, getting in sync with the universe. So does your album actually kind of get you into sync with the universe and connection, and where actually you can use your album as for co-creation, healing, and things like that? Because I'm actually on your webpage right now, and thanks for the coupon code, and I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll check out your album, so thank you.
Yeah, actually every one of them is that same way. And as a drummer, you're real familiar with beats per minute, and I actually like to use, I go down to 60 beats per minute on most of my albums. Yeah. And because that's our natural heart rate, resting rate. Earlier I mentioned the 128 makes you dance, and so I bring it down to the 60 as well on that. Most of those albums are created also, I'll incorporate on some of them, I brought in the Earth's frequency. I bring in what's called theta, which theta,
yeah,
is a state, it's the border between consciousness and the subconscious world. And this is all what my SoundSync tech has been about, is that it's a state of the consciousness that we can access and influence the power of the subconsciousness and the parts of ourself that's normally inaccessible to our waking minds.
Okay, you said something that I got to jump in here. The frequency of the world, is that what you said? The frequency of the earth?
Yeah, you have what's called the Schumann frequency.
Okay, which I have no idea what that is. Please explain.
The Schumann frequency is, it's basically that as each planet has its own frequency with where it's spinning at, and so that's the main thing that connects our body to this planet with where it's at. If you can find a lot on Google that's going to be big scientific definitions with the, with that resonance. And so, and the interesting thing is that there was just a scientific article that was that came out that they're talking about that the resonance, like 8.676. I have so many frequencies. Please forgive me if I'm getting some of them wrong, because it's like I have hundreds of frequencies on albums and stuff. It's like, oh, okay, it's just like a huge download. But that it's raising the frequency of the Earth. In some cases, they've seen it go up to 16 hertz. So it's the Earth's frequency is rising, as probably due to the state of consciousness. As we're all becoming more conscious on this planet, we're raising the frequency of everything.
Now, see, that is really, really fascinating, because one of the things that I say all the time is when we change, the individual and that person in the mirror changes, you actually are changing the world with your consciousness or with your vibration. So the consciousness is raising. I love that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, Jade, go ahead, Ted.
I think we broke something like this. About 51% of the population worldwide started becoming more conscious, and so it's able to bring up this other 49% with us. Goes to the theory of a higher vibration is going to bring the rest of the other vibration up with us. HARP, and I don't know if we'll have time to go into HARP, but that it's called a High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. And it was a joint patent project by the Air Force and the Navy, which was designed to inject energy into the ionosphere, which can basically alter our weather at any time in the world. And I can bring up examples of that a little bit later, but I think that's one of the things that everybody's been doing. And it's not just the U.S. There's one in Oslo, Norway. And Russia has one of these HARP facilities. And so California has the big drought that's been going on, and they were the breadbasket of all the foods and stuff coming. So it's interesting how people are trying to keep us out of this frequency, but there's a big group of us that are now starting to fall out. When I started doing with solfeggio sound healing, it wasn't really that much known, and I started tracing its origins and everything back, and now I'm 10 albums out, and it's now more socially acceptable. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I can feel the change that's on this.
I love that. Jay, do you have another question? Because I have a few more callers.
No, that's it. I'm just checking out your album. I look forward to it. Thank you much. I'm very grateful for your gift of giving, and I look forward to actually listening to it this morning. So thank you so much. Thanks, Ted, talking to you.
Well, Jay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay, as always. Thank you.
Many blessings. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And we're going to go to our other caller, area code 830. You're live on with Ted Winslow. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hello, I'm Justin.
Hi, Justin. You have a question?
Yeah, I was just, I'm real confused about my spiritual path. I just would like some insight, you know, on maybe if there's any messages for me or what, because like I said, it's just confusing for me.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead, Ted. Where does he begin?
That's kind of a hard one because I'm. What's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just jump in really quick. First of all, confusing. I want to just throw in something also. First of all, know that wherever you are, Justin, is where you're supposed to be. This confusion is where you're supposed to, in other words, you're seeking, you're looking for answers. You're looking for answers to your questions. And that's how it all begins, in a big state of confusion. So don't think that there's anything wrong. Don't think there's anything wrong. Just know that you've been guided to call. You've been guided to call the show, and your inspiration, not your inspiration, but your intuition will always lead you to, in other words, follow your intuition as opposed to the thinking. So know that you're in the right spot. And with my guest today, with Ted Winslow, I would also say to start off with accepting his free gift and just listening to the music. And know that you are on a journey that has been chosen for you, and everything that's happening is unfolding in the right period of time. You don't have to do anything. You just have to sit back and accept and be open to what's coming. That's my
advice.
Thank
you.
Justin, Ted? It's basically you're getting ready to a point of awakening, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
So just exactly what Rebecca said, that it's kind of like when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that we're all kind of confused, like, oh God, you know, have you ever figured out what day is it really? Is it really Monday? I want to be back on the weekend. And so you're probably at that point that you're getting ready to be awakened. It sounds like you're ready. You're already on the path to start looking for what's going to be more enlightening and create more of abundance and creating infinite possibilities into your world. So download Angelic Sound Healing, because that's a phenomenal place to be able to start. You're going to be connected with angels that are going to be on there, that is going to be Zadkiel, Uriel, Raphael. Everybody knows Michael. He's the one that is our protector. And so Metatron, he's the one that can change our contracts for us and everything. So you'll be introduced to those angels on there. They're going to help guide you through that. Our angels want to be here and help us, pull us through this 3D reality and get into a higher vibration with everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And Justin, let me ask you a question. What is a specific question? You said you were confused, but what question do you have? Do you really want answers to?
Yeah. Well, how this surgery is going to go?
Mm.
I have a surgery coming up.
Okay. Well, let me just help you with that. One of the things that I had to learn, and I had to learn it the hard way, and I had to learn it over years and years and years of thinking that I've had surgeries myself, and what I've found with each surgery, how is the surgery going to go? Is a man-made question. I'm just going to say man-made question. The universal knowing is that whatever's happening, you are going to be learning from it. You are going to be evolving from it. You're going to be growing from it. Even though it doesn't look like it, even though it doesn't feel like it, everything that happens is happening for a reason. And so getting stuck in, I last October I had a hip surgery, arthroscopic hip surgery, and I'll never be able to teach aerobics again. I'll never be able to, my athletic career is over. And all those thoughts, know that those thoughts of a negativity or thoughts of uncertainty or thoughts of not knowing are just thoughts that are recycled. And connecting to, by listening to Ted's music, I would know that you would be able to be calm and not even concerned with how the surgery is going to go, knowing that everything that's going to happen, including the surgery, is going to work out perfectly.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, they're going to have to do a facial reconstruction, removing cancer.
That's okay. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. See, your thoughts are still, you're still thinking the way that, quote, humans think. And when you connect to the universe, listen, I'm not trying to downplay it, and I know it's very, very scary and daunting. But everything that's happened to me, and I've had a lot of crap happen looking back on it, I know that I needed to go through it. I needed all of it to happen. Does that make sense, Ted?
Absolutely. That absolutely does. We get caught up in the reality sometimes on these judgments and fears, and especially with what we're hearing about what the doctors that are going to do to our physical bodies, which are stuck into this 3D reality that we have here, that when you start to tap into the place of power with our higher selves, such as the theta state, which is that can access and manifest things, start going into that area, and you can start talking, communicating with the angels, the higher beings, and all of that, and everything's going to pull through. I mean, everything happens one way or another, that as we're on this planet, that is an experience for us. And I've gone through similar things like that, and that's the one thing that I've found by accessing through Theta and dealing with self sound healing, that I can consciously make the decision that this is the way things are going to start to be for me. This is the way things are going to start to turn out. It's creating that intention with it.
You know, and another thing, I don't know, I'm just visualizing listening to your music, whichever song you like. Maybe Ted could be more specific with the songs, but just this is your mantra, Jason. I can feel it. Just your mantra is just trust and surrender. Trust and surrender and let everything go. It's very easy to say and difficult to do, but it's, again, like anything else. If Ted's a musician, he's been practicing. He didn't just pick up a guitar or a drum right away and start playing it. It's practicing. Trust, surrender. Trust, surrender. And everything else, what happens is you just start beginning to live like that. And these challenges, these hills that you face, trust and surrender, and you're able to deal with whatever comes into your life. Ted?
That, I can't say any more than that. That's exactly it. Well said.
Yeah. So is there a song that you would recommend, a specific song, so he could put it on a loop or an album that he could put on a loop that it would just, and then just talking about the intention. See, when I'm a little bit different, Ted. I don't do the creating, I'll finish my book or I'll have five more speaking events. What I ask for, my intention, is to be more connected to the universe, more open, more trusting, more able to let go, more accepting of others, more flowing, no resisting. I could feel the difference when I resist and I flow. So I ask, those are the things that I ask for every single day. And what's happened in my life is I'm able to greet any, listen, I'm not 100%, okay, listen, okay, but with the practice of knowing and accepting all of reality and knowing that this is my journey, then it really makes life a lot simpler and easier to handle.
Absolutely. The songs that are coming into me right now, and you're going to get two of these on Angelic Sound Healing. Raphael is known as the healing angel. And when you listen to Raphael, I want you to bring in the color green, okay? One good way to start when you listen to this music for setting your intention, and Raphael is it's spiritual and physical healing. I want you to envision that you're bringing in a green type of earth energy that's going to be coming up through your feet, and it's going to come out your hands and out through the top of your head, and then bring in God's golden light coming through your crown chakra, and it's going to be creating a Taurus type of energy on that. So you call on your angels. Raphael is there to help you, and he works with many of them that are going to be on this as well. I'm not sure where your spirituality is, but the angels are always there for us to help. We talked a little bit about 528. That's a great frequency that is, it's the love frequency. I've got one on my sound healing from earthly solfeggio frequencies that's called Love and Passion at 528. And just keep setting the intention on how you're going to be coming out through this.
And know that, yeah. I love that. I love that, and I love your music being a tool or an addition to. It's always it's like you have something in your pocket, or you have something that you could hold on to. You have something that you could listen to. Now, this is going to sound, I don't know how this is going to sound, but do you suggest to listen through headphones or just
yes.
You know, just headphones.
I do. My main thing is a producer and an engineer, and that's where I'm fortunate with being the musician to be able to play all this. But I've engineered a sound scene technology so that it's incorporating actually other frequencies, the theta frequency, and I've got certain things that can go easily more from left to right or front to center and back that you'll be able to listen to through headphones. The reason why I say this is because with the technology, if we're listening to like our computer speaker, that little speaker on our computer is going to be a limited thing that it can put out the frequencies that I'm intending that this universe has for us. We don't all have the luxury that we could be in a room and be able to ring a crystal bowl. And so that's the best way that I can be able to get these healing frequencies out to the public is creating the spatial area through my SoundSync technology that's going to incorporate different frequencies that you're going to get. It's going to, your mind's going to pick that up and take your body straight through it.
Can you give us more of that bowl, Ted?
More of the bowl? Yeah, I can. I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, I can.
I kind of got it stuck in a place where I can't. Oops, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm trying to see if I can. Hold on real quick. I've got it stuck against a wall there. I can ring it out real briefly if you'd like.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Come on. Jason's listening. Listen, Jason.
Jason, we're going through a whole thing of times, too, with many changes that you think that we just passed with the blood moon and the changing of the month, and we're now ending the last season here for 2015. And just know that you're deeply loved, my friend.
Deeply loved, yes. Ooh, that was just really, I know the speakers and I get it and I know the connection and being an audio technician, but I want to play this golden consciousness and it's going to be coming through speakers, but this is just something that I heard this morning. I listened to a lot of things yesterday, but this morning I heard this and I just was immediately affected. Would you mind me playing this through the speakers, Ted?
Oh, I would love that. That's the sun. It's the sun's energy through this song.
Yeah.
126 hertz, please.
Get it. Okay. All right. Here we go. Hold on. Oh.
And as you're setting that up, the cool thing about this song and a lot of them that I do is that I bring in the theta is the same frequency that's the same as the song.
Okay, I'm...
The beauties of the... I don't know if Mercury's in retrograde, but we've got all these energies that are flowing around right now.
It's really, yeah, it just grabbed me right away.
I can play it for you if you'd like me to.
Yeah, thank you, because I'm clicking and nothing's happening.
You bet.
Please.
How was that, everybody?
Ooh-wee! That was really beautiful. I when I heard that again this morning, you just automatically go into this state. And I have to say, I'm going to be listening to your songs a lot. And thank you so much for offering and giving my audience your free gifts. In any closing thoughts, I know there's tons of things and you have so much knowledge and information, and we didn't get to, maybe we got to a small percentage, but we touched on everything my audience needed to hear today. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know what? Thank you so much for having me on. If anybody wants to connect with me, they can connect with me through tedwinslow.com. I'm on Facebook. I've got another, which is Ted Winslow. I've got a Solfeggio sound hailing page on Facebook. Those who are on Twitter, it's at Ted Winslow. My music can be purchased at tedwinslow.com. It can be purchased at iTunes. It can be purchased on Amazon. Check out those videos. I know we didn't get much into biophotonic imaging. That's scientific research I was able to put so that people who are more visual can see what it is that I'm creating orally with everybody. And Rebecca, I especially want to thank you for all your time and all of your energy and all that you've inspired us to do and through what you do with your show, with Reality Spirituality Radio.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you. And my listeners, again, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. But until next week, I want you to remember, my audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind with yourself. You can never have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next week. Thank you, Ted Winslow.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. Oh, love, spirituality. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm saying.